By now, unless you've been on another planet, you've heard about the search for the universe-altering, the Higgs boson, sometimes called the God particle.
We know that the Big Bang took place 13.7 billion years ago, but we don't know what triggered it. And we think that the Higgs boson goes a long way to explaining sort of like the match that set off the fuse which gave us this universe of ours.
That's theoretical physicist Michio Kaku explaining the significance of the Higgs boson on this program last week. Scientists at CERN in Switzerland may have finally found the Higgs boson. That's a subatomic particle that helps us understand why matter has mass. But the breakthrough at CERN was a product, building on the important research of many great scientists, and one of the most important of those pioneers was also the first Muslim to receive the Nobel Prize in Physics. Physicist Abdus Salam predicted the existence of the Higgs boson, and he's also Pakistan's only Nobel laureate.
When I was teaching in Pakistan, it became quite clear to me, this was in the early 50s, that either I must leave my country or leave physics. And with great anguish, I chose to leave my country.
That's Salam when he was accepting his Nobel Prize. His work on what's called the standard model of particle physics provided the theoretical framework for the exciting research in physics that led to the breakthrough at CERN. But in Pakistan, Salam's legacy has been largely ignored, mainly because he's a member of the Ahmadi set, which is a religious minority there. In 1974, the Pakistani parliament amended the constitution to declare that members of that sect were not considered Muslims, and Ahmadis have since faced persecution there. Salam left his country, and his name has been stricken from school textbooks there. Joining us now, Parvez Hoodboy. He's a Pakistani physicist who once worked with Abdus Salam. Thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Let's talk about him as a scientist first and how important his work was. Let's take a listen here to some of his colleagues describing his work out of a documentary called The Dream of Symmetry.
Physicists that are more mathematically minded. There are others who are very phenomenologically minded. Salam was certainly a combination of it.
But very often when he was working, he was determined to get the right answer. He'd say, well, yes, but never mind. I said, but how do you know? You see, and he would lean back like this and twirl his moustache.
So what kind of scientist was he? What can you say to describe his work?
Well, he was a theoretical physicist par excellence, and his passion was quantum field theory. He started out his PhD at Cambridge University, England, and solved the problem in renormalization theory. So his work actually spans a fair bit of particle theory and particularly quantum field theory. It was in the 1960s, 1968 was when he wrote it up, that he made the prediction of the Higgs boson. This was building up on earlier work that had been done by Peter Higgs, and then Steven Weinberg and Abdus Salam together and separately put their minds at work at working out the problem of parity violation. And that's when they arrived at this result that there has to be a particle, a massive particle, and it's got to be responsible for giving mass to all the other particles in the universe, such as quarks, such as electrons, and so on and so forth.
And at that point, especially when he got the Nobel Prize, he was a celebrity in Pakistan. But that changed when the parliament decided to declare that members of the Ahmadi sect weren't considered Muslims. Why did that happen, and how did they become persecuted?
No, actually, it happened slightly differently. His sect, which is called the Ahmadi, and the Ahmadis actually have beliefs which are at variance with the majority of Muslims. They believe that there was a last prophet and that he came much later, much after Muhammad. Anyway, in 1974, the Pakistani parliament, under Zulfiqar Ali Bhutto, who was the prime minister at that time, decided that these were heretics. Now, Salam received the Nobel Prize in 1979. He came to Pakistan in 1980. By that time, he was already on the verge of being persona non grata. So although General Ziaul-Haq wanted to make a political statement and had invited him, nevertheless, Salam was in physical danger at that time in Pakistan. And so when we at Qaid-e-Azam University tried to invite him to our department to speak, the right-wing Jamaat-e-Islami students said, no way, we will break his legs should he even try. And so Salam has, unfortunately, since 1974, had not only very little influence in Pakistan, but he's been, well, in physical danger.
And he had to make what for him seemed to be an extraordinarily difficult choice, whether, as he described it, to give up physics or give up his country. How did he feel about the country that seemed to have turned on him?
That was much earlier on. Remember that Pakistan came into existence in 1947. It was a relatively liberal country in those days. And yes, although the Ahmadi issue had been around, nevertheless, the first foreign minister of Pakistan was an Ahmadi. It's only after 1974, you see, as the religious sentiment in the country built up, that the Ahmadis started feeling persecuted, and then they were actually persecuted. And now today, if you're an Ahmadi, you better flee the country. So Salam didn't have to make a decision until much later. In his youth, he was comfortable in Pakistan. It was not the religious discrimination. It was, in fact, his sense of scientific isolation. And this is something that he very much wanted to change. This is why he founded the International Center for Theoretical Physics in Trieste, where thousands of scientists from all over the third world have gone. So this was his passion. This was one of his passions, I should say. The other was theoretical physics. So it was not in that time. It was earlier on that Salam had decided to leave Pakistan.
Parvez Hoodboy, a Pakistani physicist who once worked with Abdus Salam, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Talking about Pakistan's only Nobel laureate whose work led to the discovery, the breakthrough, I should say, on the Higgs boson that occurred in CERN, Switzerland.